We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Roy Williams Show on the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Tonight's show is presented by Pinehurst. One smile, one round, one moment at a time. Tonight's show is also brought to you in part by Trusted Choice Independence Insurance Agents of North Carolina, who want you to stay safe behind the wheel. Let's have a hands-free NC. Ford is built to fit your lifestyle. Check out the great offers on the vehicles that'll help you win the day at buyfordnow.com. Contact your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. And by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Hello again, and welcome to the Roy Williams Show. We'll be talking Carolina basketball for the next hour or so with the head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams. We'll look back over the 2-0 week for Carolina with wins at home over Northeastern and Louisville. We'll take some of your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. You're going to hear some of an interview Adam Lucas and I had with Tyler Hansbrough. So all kinds of good stuff coming up over the next 60 minutes. And coach, successful week for your team. Two games, two home games, which is nice to be in Chapel Hill. And most importantly, two victories. One over Northeastern on Wednesday, and then really impressive victory against a good Louisville team on Saturday evening.
Yeah, Jones, you're exactly right. It's a good week when you can win two games. I don't care where you are, who you're playing or anything, but started out with Northeastern, and you have to say thank you to Clint Gwaltney, our assistant AD, that helps me with the basketball scheduling. When I say helps me, that means I tell him one or two things, and then he makes 100 phone calls. But he really did a great job getting us a game. We wanted a game. The kids want to play games, and we played well at times in the Northeastern game. Came through with the win, and then played great on Saturday against a Louisville team that has been good this year, but they've been really hit and hit hard by the coronavirus. They've only had 8 practices in 19 days and no games. Yeah. So we caught them at a good time, but we played well, and I was pleased with the way we played and the things we did, and pleased at some part in both games.
Coach, I was going to say, I think everyone understood Louisville was in a difficult situation, and yet your team still had to go out and do what it did, and that shoot 61%, shared the ball, played good defense. The final score seemed to reflect that quality of play from your team.
Well, it did, and it also just got worse and worse at the end for Louisville. And, you know, you've heard me say this 100 times. I hardly ever look at the score.
Right.
I look at the time left right up above the backboard, and all of a sudden I look up, and that score was really a surprise. I knew we were playing well. I knew we had a 19-point lead at half because I always check. And then we played terribly the first 4 minutes of the second half, had 5 bad box outs and 5 turnovers. And then I think after that we were really good, shared the ball well, got a lot of layups on the break, got some high-low looks. looks that I think are good for us, and all of a sudden the score got out of hand. But I do believe that we really did some good things that I was pleased with. And again, I'll say even in both games, but yet in coaching, it's hard to even remember two games ago. You can barely remember what happened the last game because you're focused on the next one.
A lot of good numbers that the Tar Heels traditionally like in that game against Louisville. 58-32 points in the paint, 26-12 off turnovers, 26-11 on fast break. A lot of good numbers there for Carolina. Of course, the game was tied at 18, about 10 minutes into the game or so. Carolina outscored Louisville the rest of the way, 30-11. All 30 of those points were scored by freshmen on your team.
Yeah, it was a heck of a time period there. I mean, Kerwin got it started making the threes. Dayron was making baskets inside. And so that was big time for us, to say the least, there. But I think Kerwin making, if I'm not mistaken, he made like three threes in a five-minute stretch there. And that was huge for us. And we were getting some stops on the other end. And it was, as I walked off the court at halftime, I even forgot to look up at the score, turned around and asked Eric Kutz what the score was as standing in the tunnel. And so it was something that driven by the freshmen, and that's okay with me. As long as they're wearing a North Carolina uniform, during a game, I'm not concerned about what class they are.
Career high for Kerwin Walton, 19 points, including 5 of 7 in total from three-point range. Dayron Sharp, coach mentioned, 21 points and 11 rebounds in just 17 minutes for Dayron in the game. So incredibly efficient time for Dayron on the floor. And, coach, he was one of course, your four big guys. 7 assists and just 1 turnover from those four big guys. It felt like a lot of those assists were going from big to big, high post to low post.
And that's something we work on. And with Dayron, to be honest about it too, I wasn't sure how well he'd played because 2 days before he hurt his foot. It bothered him in the Northeastern game. We held him out of most of practice on Thursday, and then we're waiting to see what he could do on Friday, and it felt much better on Friday. Doug Hoverson, our trainer, did a great job with him, and so he felt great. But I tried to make sure that I wasn't keeping him on the court in too long a period of time to let him get fatigued a little bit, because mm-hmm. I think when people get fatigued, they start their running mechanics, jumping mechanics, everything suffer. But, no, that was a tremendously impressive line for 17 minutes.
And, Coach, the two games, Northeastern and Louisville, your bench outscored the opposition bench a total 85-30 in those two games. Felt like you were getting a lot of contributions from guys coming into the game.
Well, we have all year long, but we really pushed that because when we played Virginia, which wasn't that long ago, last year in two games, their bench outscored our bench 47-10. Mm. And so we brought that up to them that you've got to add something. It doesn't have to be scoring. It could be rebounding, defensively passing the ball or something. And but since that time, and we did okay off the bench as far as coming close to what Virginia did, but we played so poorly, everybody that got out there. But since then, our bench has really given us what they've given us a lot throughout the course of the season.
We've still got a lot to do on the show. We will take a quick look at that Northeastern game, but as Coach mentioned, it was a while ago. Tar Heels have played again since then, but we'll take one quick look at that one. Plus, we're going to start getting to your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels and a lot more. Plus, as I mentioned, we have a really fun interview with Tyler Hansbrough that I think you will enjoy. That's all coming up on the show as well. But let's take a break. It is the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless couture, blush, and harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Start with a foundation of toughness, then add exceptional intelligence and dominating power. That's how you build a winner. And that's how Ford builds their lineup of vehicles with features like EcoBoost technology for a winning combination of power and performance. Another reason why Ford is America's best-selling brand 11 years in a row. Leaders aren't born, they're built. And in the Carolinas, they're built for victory. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or contact your Carolina Ford dealer today. Based on 2010 through 2020 calendar year sales.
Thank you. Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. You can't control other motorists, but you can control how you operate your vehicle. Avoid distractions while driving, like texting or checking social media. You can't drive safely unless driving has your full attention. Any non-driving activity you engage in increases your risk of crashing. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you home gate with Cruiser's. Share a pic on Cruiser's Facebook page, and one legendary home gator will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruiser's, let's go.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize...
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea.
It's bow time.
Welcome back to the Roy Williams Show. We're going to have Coach rejoin us here in just a second, but wanted to give you a couple pieces of information first, starting with the new polls that are out this week. Top five remains the same, even with two of those teams playing one another. Number one is Gonzaga, Baylor. Number two, both those teams still undefeated, of course. Number three and four, Michigan and Ohio State. Those two actually were the two I was referencing, played each other on Sunday. Terrific game between those two in which Michigan won. Wolverines stay at 3, Ohio State at 4. Illinois, another Big Ten team, checks in at number 5. Couple of teams that Carolina played earlier in the season out of conference. Iowa, number 9, and Texas comes in at number 14 this week. As far as the ACC is concerned, just 3 teams continue to be ranked. Florida State, now the highest-ranked ACC team at number 11. Virginia, after an 0-2 week, fell down to number 15. Virginia Tech, which has not played in more than a week, actually went up 2 spots to number 16. Clemson and Carolina both receiving votes, but neither making the top 25 this week. Also want to remind you about the Food Lion Score to Give More campaign. For every free throw the Tar Heels make this season, Food Lion Feeds will donate 100 meals to a local area food bank, and that's going to help our neighbors in need. Score to Give More is presented by Food Lion, the official grocer of the ACC. And, of course, Tar Heels have had a little trouble with free throws as of late, but even having said that, gosh, 288 free throws made this year for the Heels. That means 28,800 meals that Food Lion has generously donated. Thank you, Food Lion, for your Score to Give More campaign and for supporting the Tar Heels. Okay, let's get back to our conversation with Coach Williams and a lot more to do as we move through the show here on The Roy Williams Show. Well, it has been a struggle, not just for Carolina. It's been a struggle for many teams across the country this year as far as keeping that schedule as consistent as possible. And the Tar Heels, after losing some games to postponements, were able to find an opponent in the midweek. Coach mentioned how much hard work Clint Gwaltney and others put in to make this happen for Carolina. That turned into a matchup with Northeastern, which was an 82-62 Tar Heel victory. Coach, you've been adamant you want to play. You want to play at home, and you found a quality opponent in Northeastern who was willing and able to come give you guys a good matchup this past week.
Yeah, we were not looking for anybody. It's 353 teams. We weren't looking for the people into 300. We wanted good. Northeastern's leading their league. They're in first place in their league. A good team, good coach. Billy Cohen was at Boston College when Al Skinner was there. So we were looking for anybody that wanted to play, but we really preferred a good basketball team. And as I said, they were in first place in their league, and it worked out great for us.
Coach, they had an impressive individual performance. Tyson Walker, 23 points at halftime. He finished with 27. That tells you that Tar Heels able to slow him a little bit in the second half.
Well, I don't know if we slowed him down or if he was just so tired of watching the ball going in the basket, but he dominated the first half. We knew he was really good. Coach Frederick told me he's Chris likes, yep. like, and that's scary because I've always had so much respect for Chris. But it was we did a little bit better job on him in the second half, stayed in front of him a little bit better, and he got worn down because he was trying to do so much because he was basically their offense for a big portion of that game.
Caleb Love had two early turnovers in this game and then didn't have another, finish with 9 assists and 2 turnovers. He did have a negative assist to turnover ratio against Louisville, but a bunch of those turnovers came in a really short amount of time in that second game. Seemed like he did a nice job this week running your team.
Well, he did, except for the 4-minute stretch in the second half of the Louisville game. He had all 4 turnovers. Yeah. But against Northeastern, he was sensational. I mean, I'm talking sensational. If Garrison Brooks, Armando, Dayron, and Walker and those guys would finish the dadgum play, he had 9 assists. And he had 5 other passes that our guy missed the shot and got fouled or just missed it, and it was point-blank range. I mean, they got to do their job. I mean, because he's standing there looking at 14 assists during the course of a game for a freshman's off the charts. The way we score it, because we give him an assist, not only if the guy gets fouled or even if he misses a shot, but just for throwing the ball inside. Yep. And he was 19.5.
Wow.
19.5 assists, which we haven't had that in a couple of years.
And that speaks to something you have spoken to a lot about this year, the fact that he had not really ever been asked to run a team yeah. as the point guard, but continuing to improve in that area.
No question. He's gotten better and better, and just a little bit of time. We'd like for it to be huge jumps, but that's not what it is. But I want him to get better every day.
Okay, we still have a lot to do with Coach. We're going to start getting to your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels when we return. We'll talk a little bit about Carolina adding another game as well. This time it is against Marquette. Steve Wojciechowski, former Duke player, Duke coach, is the head coach of Marquette. Tar Heels will host the Golden Eagles this upcoming week. We'll talk about that and a lot more as we move through the show. It's the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
At UNC Health, we're experts in primary care and caring. Our specialists don't just see a condition. We see you, the whole you, mind and body. Because when we know you better, we're better at getting you well and keeping you well. And with more experts in each office, same-day appointments, and more urgent care centers, it's no wonder it's the better way of primary caring. Find the right provider for you and your family at uncprimarycare.org.
This is Jones Angel, voice of the Tar Heels. As a parent, I know nothing is more important than the safety of our children. More than 22% of all teen-involved crashes per year in North Carolina are the result of distracted driving. Help protect our teenage drivers by ensuring they practice safe driving habits and avoid distracted driving. Always encourage your teens to put down the phone while driving and lead by example. Let's have a hands-free NC. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
Harris Teeter is proud to assist our customers and communities every day with their food and pharmacy needs. This year, we've partnered with UNC, Duke, Wake Forest, and NC State to bring you the Big Four Grocery Assist Promotion. Each week, one lucky contestant is chosen, and they win $5 in free groceries for every assist by each Big Four school that week. Plus, Harris Teeter will donate $10 for every assist throughout the season to the local food bank to support those in need. Visit harristeeter.com and look for the Grocery Assist page to enter today.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
When you're craving delicious, crunchy snacks, reach for the brand you grew up with. Utz. Delicious snacks like Utz Ripple, Wavy, or Kettle Classic Chips, Sourdough Pretzels, or Cheese Curls. Utz snacks have been made by the same family for nearly 100 years. Cooked craft style with only the highest quality ingredients and delivered quickly for the freshest snacks ever. Utz snacks. Freshness you can hear and authentic flavor you can taste with a satisfying crunch. Everyone loves Utz.
Welcome back to the show, and we're going to start getting to some questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. A reminder that you can send those in throughout the week. We're having to do the show a little differently this year. Normally, we're at Top of the Hill on Monday nights and joined by a bunch of great Tar Heel fans. Unfortunately, with COVID, can't be there in person this year, so we are recording a little earlier in the day on Monday for Air Monday Night. You are welcome to send in questions, and we've gotten a bunch. We really appreciate you guys being a part of the show, and you can keep sending those in. Ask the Heels at gmail.com is the email address. AskTheHeels@gmail.com or shoot me a tweet. It's at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. Coach, wanted to talk about the Marquette game later in the show, but had a question kind of surrounding Marquette, and it came from Twitter, Countess of UNC. She says she knows it was before you started here, but do you remember the 77 championship game for Carolina against Marquette, and any memories or recollections you might have from that particular game?
No question about it. I know exactly where I was sitting in the first place that Wanda and I lived in the mountains when I was coaching high school, and saw that loss in a national championship game just ripped my heart out, kind of thing. But Coach McGuire was always great to me, a friend, a guy that I really appreciated, tried to give me some advice early on in my career. Bo Ellis, Butch. Oh, gosh, Butch, the point guard for Marquette. I'll think about it before. Butch Lee.
Yep.
Butch Lee, Bo Ellis, all those guys were sensational. And we didn't make a couple of plays down the stretch, and they did. And it was a great, great victory in Coach McGuire's last game as a coach. He had announced his retirement. So I remember everything about it.
Certainly. And it's funny, Coach, that one – even that still kind of stands as one of the more difficult losses for Carolina in Tar Heel basketball history. Just so close. That team had fought through so many injuries to get to that point. Just a really tough one to swallow.
Had many great, great wins down the stretch and great wins in the tournament, and have a lead in late in the second half of the national championship game. It always makes it harder to swallow, but it's factual, so you got to do it.
By the way, I failed to tell you, this is our three-question segment. That's my job, and I fell down on that. It's presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, reminding you to practice your three W's, wear, wait, and wash, and we resolve to keep North Carolina healthy. Coach, I thought this was a great question. It comes from Mary Mercer, and Mary says, as fans, they always get excited over dunks, great passes, or whatever. She says she always sees you, though, getting up and making sure to tell everybody to get back and be ready to play on defense. Has there ever been a play that you got so excited about that you forgot to get up and tell somebody to get back, or you got lost for a moment just being impressed at something that one of your players did?
Never have.
Really?
Never have. I get impressed a great deal. I don't get impressed so much that I'm not concerned about getting back on defense. I mean, one of the greatest plays ever in my mind during my career, and maybe in Carolina basketball, was we were playing Duke in the finals of the ACC, or semifinals of the ACC tournament, when they have Zion Williams, we have Kobe and those guys. And Zion makes this unbelievable dunk, and the crowd's going crazy, and Duke's going crazy, and we get it out of bounds and make two passes, and Cam Johnson dunks it on
the other
end. He cut off all the celebration, and that's what I don't want other teams to do to us. But we work hard. And in fact, in the Louisville game, we got back on track of getting some of those baskets inside 5 seconds of the shot clock, and we got several of those in the Louisville game. But I always want, if somebody scores on us, let's go back at them really hard. So if I think that's so important, we should make darn sure that we don't allow other people to do it to us.
Coach, one more here in our three-question segment, again presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. This one comes from Theo, and Theo wanted to know, at this point of the season, how much practice time is devoted to individual work versus team concepts when you're getting a little bit later in the year?
It's still, you do both. The first part of practice is always more individual work, and second part of practice is always more teamwork, and probably a little more teamwork this time of year. But just like last week, we had everybody shoot 300 free throws during the course of the week. And that didn't help us because we shot them poorly, but we had guys, every player on our team shot 300 free throws. That's individual work. The lowest percentage was 79%. And then we go out there and we shoot a bunch of bricks on Saturday. So we're doing it again this week. But I think we always consider trying to do things like that for an individual. But we also, you got to be aware that teams start changing things this time of year too.
Good questions. All three of them are top three, presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, reminding you to practice your three W's. That's wear, wait, and wash, and resolve to keep North Carolina healthy. We're going to get to some more of your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. Plus, soon you're going to hear some of an interview with Tyler Hansbrough as well. All of that still to come here on The Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize...
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea.
It's bow time.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you home gate with Cruiser's. Share a pic on Cruiser's Facebook page, and one legendary home gator will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruiser's, let's go.
Do you have chronic or persistent pain due to increased stress from big life changes? Great news! There's hope without the use of pills or surgery. The experts at Breakthrough Physical Therapy can help you find relief and results, often within a few visits. Breakthrough, proud partner of Carolina Athletics, has 7 locations in the Raleigh-Durham area. Contact Breakthrough, Carolina's choice for keeping you in the game of life today. Breakthrough-PT.com.
As an official sponsor of Tar Heel Sports, Janny King has the playbook to handle all of your commercial cleaning needs, from office buildings to stadiums, from hospitals to hotels. Janny King provides daily, weekly, and monthly cleaning to tens of thousands of businesses around the world. Call Janny King of Raleigh-Durham today at 919-852-1555. That's 919-852-1555. Or visit us at jannyking.com. Janny King, the king of clean.
Win a trip to the BMW Performance Driving School and feel like the ultimate playmaker. Test drive a BMW at a participating North Carolina BMW Center February 2nd through March 6th and receive 2 entries into BMW's Ultimate Driving Experience, plus a $1,000 credit towards a new BMW. Experience a test drive to and from the BMW Performance Center in Spartanburg, South Carolina, a track day, hotel stay, and more. Visit bmwsweeps.eventsbmw.com/Tar Heels for full details and register today. BMW, proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
Welcome back to the Roy Williams Show. We're going to get to some more questions with Coach in just a moment. And they're brought to you by Cruisers, your fast and friendly local convenience store. Cruisers, let's go. And before we go back to that interview with Coach, let's check around some other sports in Chapel Hill. We know about Carolina basketball having the successful week. Let's start with Tar Heel baseball under first-year head coach Scott Forbes. Great way to start the season with a 3-game sweep of James Madison, 8-1, 7-4, and 3-2. The 3 final scores for the victories for Carolina. Tar Heels will play 1 midweek game this week, a late add to the schedule. Heels hosting Elon Tuesday at 3:30 in Bochimer Stadium. Women's lacrosse, number 1 in the nation. The Lacs team improved to 3-0 on the year with a pair of wins this past weekend, both in Chapel Hill, one over number 7 Florida on Friday, and then a victory against High Point on Sunday. Those two wins came by a combined score of 30-10, and the Heels will next be in action in women's lacrosse against Duke Friday at 6 o'clock in Chapel Hill. Men's lacrosse, number 2 in the country. The guys improved to 4-0 on the season. That was with a couple of wins this past week, defeating High Point on Tuesday, 17-15, and then getting their first road win of the year. That was at Richmond on Sunday afternoon, 14-9 the final. Guys will host High Point again, take on High Point one more time. That is coming up on Saturday. Women's tennis, number 1 in the nation, now 10-0 on the season. gained wins over Charlotte, Appalachian State, and Virginia this past week. The women's tennis team has now won 28 consecutive dual meets. That's just when they're going up against one other team. That is a school record. Softball began its season well, 4 wins in 5 games, beat BC in 2 games, did have 1 game rained out against the Eagles, and then took 2 of 3 from Syracuse as well. Next action for Donna Papa's team comes in the Crimson Classic this upcoming weekend. That's down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Tar Heels will face Troy, Alabama, and Memphis in that event. Gymnastics, number 24 in the nation. Very successful weekend. Won a quad meet with Pittsburgh, Towson, and LIU Brooklyn on Friday, and then a dual meet with Temple on Sunday. Gymnastics now 8-1 overall. Next action, still a little bit away. It will be March 6th at William & Mary. And finally, the men's golf team got a big win, a co-win. Had to settle for a tie for first at the Prestige in California due to darkness. The tournament ended with Carolina tied with number 4 Arizona in the win. And Carolina not just tied for first with the 4th-ranked Wildcats. They beat number 2 Arizona State and number 6 Pepperdine in that event to finish as co-champions. So terrific stuff going on around Chapel Hill with so many sports getting underway and competing right now. And right now, here on the show, let's get back to our conversation with Roy Williams. More of your questions that Coach will answer on The Roy Williams Show. Welcome back to the show. Thanks so much for being here. My name is Jones Angel, alongside the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels. That, of course, is Roy Williams. It's his show, Roy Williams Show. And, man, we have a good time talking Tar Heel hoops every week. Appreciate you joining us no matter how you are doing so today. We're going to get to some more questions for Coach. Then, after that, you're going to hear some of an interview Adam Lucas and I had an opportunity to have with Tyler Hansbrough. And then we'll preview the Marquette game, all that still coming up. But let's get to some more questions from you. And, Coach, this one comes from Tim. Tim Wise sent this one in. He said, at the beginning of the year, Caleb Love and R.J. Davis played together a fair amount. Then there was a stretch in the season when they didn't. Now they're playing together some, not all the time, but sometimes. And he wondered what growth you have seen from them playing together with the two youth on the court at the same time.
Well, they're not playing together very much right now. And he says together, you're talking about 1 or 2 minutes.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. Early in the season, we were waiting for Kerwin to develop more. We didn't have Anthony Harris, and so those guys, Kerwin's developed more. We've got, so we needed and depend on his outside shot, so that takes some minutes away from one of those two guys. And at the same time, getting Anthony back, he's so good defensively and energy level, that takes some time. We're still doing it, but I'm betting if you look, there's no more than 2 or 3 minutes at the most, because we've got to get those other guys some time as well. But I think it does give us some flexibility. At one point Saturday, I said, I want some more ball handling because in case they start to press now. So we had both of them in there at the same time. But both those guys are freshmen who are getting a little bit better and a little bit better. But so is Kerwin Walton, and so is Anthony Harris, who is really still a freshman as well. In fact, if you look at it, he's played fewer games than Caleb and those guys, because he only played 4 or maybe 5 last year, so they've got more experience than he does.
There's one point during the Louisville game when Carolina had 4 true freshmen and Anthony Harris out on the court, so 5 freshmen out there together. Coach mentioned Kerwin Walton. Evan Johnson sent in a pretty simple question as far as the language of it. What is it that makes Kerwin Walton such a great shooter?
Time. Nobody puts any more time in anybody on our team. He's the best shooter, and he works on it the hardest. He did that in high school. He worked on it harder than anybody else. His dad did a great job of teaching him the fundamentals. He's had people that have worked with him on the fundamentals shot. He had a great high school coach, and Coach Novak up in Minneapolis. He couldn't get any better high school coaching than what he does for his club. He's won 8, 9, 10, 11. I can't even remember how many state championships. And they depended on Kerwin to make shots, not just shoot them.
Right.
And I think that the background he had, and we've given him a lot of freedom to be on the court. He was on the court for a couple after the game against Louisville. 2 hours later, he's back out on the court. So nobody works. So nobody puts in the time. If you want to be a great shooter, that's the first thing. But his technique is a little unusual. He's got a little bit of a side spin on it. But when he got here, I kept looking at it, said, I'm not going to change it. And we let it go, and I think it's the right thing to do. But it's time and sweat. Nobody puts any more than Kerwin does.
Kerwin Walton, by the way, named ACC Freshman of the Week this week. He becomes the fourth different Tar Heel to earn that award. Caleb Love has done it twice. RJ Davis has won the award, as has Dayron Sharp. Kerwin coming off a week where he was in double figures both games, including a career-high 19 in the victory over Louisville on Saturday. Coach Brian Garrison sent this one in, said Walker Kessler dove on a loose ball and called a timeout in the first half in the matchup against Louisville. Brian asked, do you prefer the timeout or do you would you like to take a chance on letting the play develop when a player dives and is on a loose ball?
Especially in the first half, I don't mind calling a timeout there because you lose that one if you don't use it anyway. Right. So there's no question there's a difference between the first. And it's also the difference if a guy's laying on the floor and he's being attacked by three other people, you know, timeout's good. But late in the game, we try to be a little more careful about what they're calling late in the game.
That was a heck of a play. He had blocked the shot earlier in the possession. Then the ball was loose. He dove on the floor. It was really a great hustle from what, which he does all the time, it appears.
It was great. He's played more the last three or four games. He's practiced better. He's made more shots. He's been better defensively. And the most important thing, he's been healthier the last couple of weeks.
12 minutes in each of the last three games for Walker Kessler for the Tar Heels, and his production certainly showing that as well as he continues to play very well. Let's do one more, Coach, then we'll take a break. This one comes from Jan and wanted to know about Puff Johnson. Is it potentially that he could seek a medical redshirt at this stage of the season? Has not played. I think it's in 7 or 8 games now due to an injury.
It makes no difference. Everybody gets a red shirt this year.
Yeah, that's so right.
Makes no difference. But he's really been bothered by a bad jam toe, and I think we'll see him today on the court shooting on the side without a boot on, and I think that'll be the first time.
Good questions. We appreciate everybody sending them in. Again, it is asktheheels@gmail.com or via Twitter @JonesAngel. And, Coach, after this break, listeners to the show are going to hear some of an interview with Tyler Hansbrough. Of course, Carolina's all-time leading scorer, rebounder, the ACC's all-time leading scorer, one of the very best that's ever done it here in Chapel Hill. And fun to see Tyler back around the program a little bit right now as he works to try to get back over to China and continue his professional career.
Yeah, every day I go walk at lunch almost every single day, and almost every single day Tyler Hansbrough's in there before lunch working out, and I mean working. If any of our guys on our team worked as hard as he's doing at 35 years old, we'd be a lot better team.
How did Tyler Hansbrough get to be 35 years old, Coach?
Age, boy, those years fly fast. Luke Bryan's got a great quote in one of his country songs, the days go slow, but the years go fast.
Isn't that the truth? So, think you'll enjoy this. Adam and I had a bunch of fun talking to Tyler. You'll hear that after this break. Coach will rejoin us at the end of the show. We'll preview the upcoming matchup with Marquette. It's on the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless couture, blush, and harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
At UNC Health, we're experts in primary care and caring. Our specialists don't just see a condition. We see you, the whole you, mind and body. Because when we know you better, we're better at getting you well and keeping you well. And with more experts in each office, same-day appointments, and more urgent care centers, it's no wonder it's the better way of primary caring. Find the right provider for you and your family at uncprimarycare.org.
Send fresh North Carolina baked goods to the ones you love, no matter where they are. Dewey's Bakery has been baking scrumptious Moravian cookie thins, sugar cake, cheese straws, and other treats in Winston-Salem since 1930. Visit Dewey's.com to order heartwarming Southern gifts shipped across the U.S., straight from Dewey's Ovens to your family and friends. Plus, get free shipping on orders of $49.99 and up. Visit DEWEYS.com today.
Start with a foundation of toughness, then add exceptional intelligence and dominating power. That's how you build a winner. And that's how Ford builds their lineup of vehicles with features like EcoBoost technology for a winning combination of power and performance. Another reason why Ford is America's best-selling brand 11 years in a row. Leaders aren't born, they're built. And in the Carolinas, they're built for victory. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or contact your Carolina Ford dealer today.
Based on 2010 through 2020 calendar year sales.
This season, there's one thing I'm looking forward to. Yeah, that and the great game day food. We can still celebrate big because I shop at Food Lion, like topping my sliders with bacon and cheese, adding a twist to my guac with roasted tomatoes, turning up the heat on my hot wings with jalapeno poppers on the side, and I'll pick up some treats in the bakery. Food Lion's got the fun and affordable food you need to keep your game day spirit high, because this is our home, and that's our Food Lion.
Welcome back to the Roy Williams Show. As Coach and I discussed before this past commercial break, had a chance to speak to Tyler Hansbrough. Of course, Tyler, Carolina's all-time leading scorer and rebounder, the ACC's all-time leading scorer. His number 50 jersey is retired in the Smith Center rafters. Adam Lucas and I had a chance to talk to Tyler recently as part of the Carolina Insider podcast. And if you've been listening to the radio show all year, you know that we've been trying to drop in some interviews from that podcast and encourage you to take a listen. All kinds of great Tar Heel talk on that show. We always have terrific Carolina guests and have a bunch of fun as well. Now, I will say this conversation with Tyler came before he did his TV work in the game against Northeastern last week, so unable to ask him about that. But we did talk to Tyler about what he's doing now, his new podcast, playing in China, and a lot more. So let's get to some of that conversation Adam Lucas and I had with Tyler Hansbrough on the Carolina Insider podcast.
Repeat guest today. And in all honesty, we're doing this because this guest is trying to knock us off the top of the podcast.
Seriously.
Mountain. So we're trying to breach peace in the Middle East right here and bring him into the studio, Tyler Hansbrough, and try to persuade him not to knock us off our lofty porch. Tyler,
I think,
just be nice to us now.
I think you guys are safe. me and my buddy, we started a podcast just joking around, a golf buddy, Brandon Staten, and we call it Sleepwalk Worldwide, and we just kind of did it out of fun, and we started doing the games and covering some things that we just want to cover, some topics, and then all of a sudden, one day, all our friends, all our girlfriends wanted to watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette, and so I was like, well, we'll do a review on the podcast. And then all of a sudden, nobody wanted to talk about sports. They just wanted us to cover the podcast or the Bachelorettes. And then now we're doing The Bachelor. So we do have a weekly review of The Bachelor and Bachelorette. If you guys are into that, you should check it out. It's real fun. And we're having a good time breaking it down. But it's been kind of fun. Something to do. Keep me occupied during quarantine and all this whole situation.
Adam, if I told you in 2009 that one day Tyler Hansbrough would have a podcast breaking down The Bachelor, would you have believed me?
I would have thought I had been hit on the head, perhaps, and like, woken up and not known where I was.
That just shows you how diverse Tyler is. Yeah. He can go a lot of different directions.
Well, so, Tyler, don't hide your light under a bushel. What's happening with The Bachelor right now? What's your take on what's going on in that world?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people don't know I have a real soft side. And so when it comes to finding love and dissecting and breaking down what's realistic and, you know, is this true love or not true love? I kind of get emotional, and that's where we're talking about, and we laugh about it. And it is funny, but it is some good. I mean, it's a great conversation to break down the different dynamics of The Bachelor and Bachelorette and all this stuff. It is pretty funny, but there's some awkward moments in there. And I remember back in college, I mean, I was so quiet. I could have never imagined that I would be starting a podcast and then be covering The Bachelor. But I actually started watching the show with my mom, and so we started watching it and have conversations about it. So I've always been kind of up to date on it.
So, and in all seriousness, I think that's a great point. You were a pretty quiet guy when you were here. Obviously, you're older and more mature now. When did you start realizing that you were comfortable and enjoyed being a little more outward focused?
It took some time. I had a little social anxiety, and I guess, you know, when I was in college, I just kind of blew up so quickly and kind of walked around. I just had some awkward conversations, and I wasn't really the most open person or the most vocal or the most social. So it took some time to get, you know, to figure that out. And then I just stopped caring what people said or the interactions I had. And I just, you know, I truly feel like I'm myself more now, and I'm, you know, kind of coming out of my shell. And this is something I enjoy doing. And this is one of my good buddies, and we have a great time. But, yeah, so it's been exciting.
How'd you figure out not to care what everybody thought? Jones is still trying to figure
this
out.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so 2 years ago, my New Year's resolution, and I'll put it politely, is stop caring what other people think. And that was a big deal for me, because sometimes, you know, I was, you know, sometimes when you play, especially basketball in college, and I was such under, I felt like I was on, we were on TV all the time. And I felt like, you know, there's these expectations that the media puts on you, your close friends, family, and everything. And then I just felt overwhelmed at times. I had so many people telling me to try to do different things. And then finally, when I was just like, you know what, this is my life, so I'm going to do what I want. And if people don't like that, then, you know, they can live with it. But this is my decision. This is how I'm going to live. And it's not like, you know, I don't care what my parents think. It's not like I don't care what my brothers think. It was more like, why do I care what this guy is that's writing this news article that I've never met? Why do I want to play for him or try to meet that expectation? And, you know, so ever since then, it's been really good for me to have that mindset. And I think if I would have had this mindset early on in my playing days, I think I would have been a much happier person.
You'll hear a little more from Tyler after this break on The Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Safe, accessible, reliable. Breakthrough Physical Therapy, proud partner of Carolina Athletics, promises that your care will be safe, accessible, and reliable, making sure you're back to your daily activities sooner. Contact Breakthrough, Carolina's choice for keeping you in the game of life today. Breakthrough-PT.com.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is part of our winning team by making sure the hardwood is clean and safe for the players every game at the Smith Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Their mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see their whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, the official hardwood floor care provider of Carolina Athletics.
This season, there's one thing I'm looking forward to. Yeah, that and the great game day food. We can still celebrate big because I shop at Food Lion, like topping my sliders with bacon and cheese, adding a twist to my guac with roasted tomatoes, turning up the heat on my hot wings with jalapeno poppers on the side, and I'll pick up some treats in the bakery.
Food Lion's got the fun and affordable food you need to keep your game day spirit high, because this is our home, and that's our Food Lion.
149 countries, all 50 states, 8,106 U.S. cities. We are fans. We are family. We are the people of this place. We are 342,000 UNC alumni. We're the UNC General Alumni Association, serving Carolina and our students, past, present, and future. Learn more at alumni.unc.edu, where it's always a great day to be a Tar Heel.
Start with a foundation of toughness, then add exceptional intelligence and dominating power. That's how you build a winner. And that's how Ford builds their lineup of vehicles with features like EcoBoost technology for a winning combination of power and performance. Another reason why Ford is America's best-selling brand 11 years in a row. Leaders aren't born, they're built. And in the Carolinas, they're built for victory. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or contact your Carolina Ford dealer today.
Based on 2010 through 2020 calendar year sales.
Welcome back to the Roy Williams Show. We're going to bring Coach back on in just a moment. He'll preview the added game to the schedule. Wednesday at 7 o'clock, Carolina will be hosting Marquette in the Smith Center. The Golden Eagles 10-12 overall. Their head coach is Steve Wojciechowski, former Duke player and longtime Duke assistant coach as well. Both those teams looking for games, and we're able to find one another. Again, it is Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Coach will preview that, and we'll wrap up the show in the next segment, but wanted to let you hear a little bit more from Tyler Hansbrough. So let's go to that conversation now here on the Roy Williams Show. So what else is going on other than in your life right now? What's shaking?
With me is I've been playing in China the past few years, and I've really enjoyed it. I'm getting a little older, 35 now. I know it sounds crazy. Time flies. But, I've been healthy enough to continue to play basketball at this age. I love China. I love the people. The country's been great. Basketball has been great over there. So it's been a great experience. I played in Guangzhou. Three years ago, and then I played in Hangzhou 2 years ago, and then last year I played in Sichuan, and I loved all three of the cities. One of my best friends from my hometown went out there with me my first year, Ross Wellen. I called him, and I told him, I was like, listen, once my NBA career is kind of like, getting kind of questionable, I think China's a great place. It's got a good market, good basketball, and I think it's a place where I can go and play and play some quality basketball and have some fun and make some money. And so I was like, but I don't want to go by myself, so be on standby if you want to go. And this guy didn't even have a passport. And so that was step one, getting Ross a passport. And he comes from a town, we're a town of 17,000, and Guangzhou is a town of 17 million. And so when we went there, we both loved it. We had a great time. Basketball was, for me personally, was great. I really enjoyed it, and I had a great year. Never thought I would love China like I do. And so Ross actually, after the season was over, he looked at me. He's like, man, I ain't going back. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, man, I can't go back to Poplar Bluff, man. This is too good. He's like, man, I like it out here. There's a lot of things. He started working some camps. He started teaching English and started, teaching basketball to younger kids in China. And then eventually he met his wife in China, and he's been living in China ever since.
Wow.
And so I have a connect, and then he always keeps me up to date what's going on in China. And so it's real easy for me to go back to China and play basketball because I know I have – Ross has been like a brother to me, and so I have that connection in China, and so we can always get back, and there's no homesick, but I enjoy going to China, and I enjoy playing, and I still feel like I'm really good at what I do.
You did incredible things at Carolina. Still Carolina's all-time leading scorer, leading rebounder, ACC's all-time leading scorer. Does that stuff matter to you? Has it hit you at some point where you're like, good gracious, all these people played at Carolina, and I, Tyler Hansbrough, am the leading scorer?
Yeah, it has hit me, and I take great pride in it. I mean, there's so much work that I put in looking back on my body, on my game. And, I made the perfect decision coming to UNC. I don't think anybody, looking back, I mean, I don't know what took me so long to, commit here, but this place has been amazing. For me to be, the all-time scorer in the ACC, and you look at the history of the great players that have come through here, yeah, it's something that I take a lot of pride in. And it wasn't easy, I'll tell you that. And it has hit me. And I still work out at the Smith Center. When I walk in there, sometimes I'll glance up and I'll see my jersey in the rafters, especially in the front row. And it's still crazy for me to see that. And it's great. I mean, this place is, looking back, I didn't know how much this program, this city, the people, how much this whole place would mean to me until once I left college. Because in college, you kind of live in the moment. You don't really think about that, and you're just a student. But once I left, I didn't realize how great this place was.
We appreciate Tyler Hansbrough's time. And again, that came from the Carolina Insider podcast. You can find that podcast wherever you consume your podcast. And again, we do have a bunch of fun on normally twice a week, Tuesdays and Fridays, talking Tar Heels, breaking down the latest games, having great guests, and more. Speaking of great guests, Roy Williams, this is his show. We'll finish things up with the Hall of Fame head coach after this from Learfield, IMG College.
It's bow time. So it's game time, and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize... You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea.
It's bow time.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruisers is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you homegate with Cruisers. Share a pic on Cruisers' Facebook page, and one legendary homegater will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruisers, let's go!
As an official sponsor of Tar Heel Sports, Janie King has the playbook to handle all of your commercial cleaning needs, from office buildings to stadiums, from hospitals to hotels. Janie King provides daily, weekly, and monthly cleaning to tens of thousands of businesses around the world. Call Janie King of Raleigh-Durham today at 919-852-1555. That's 919-852-1555. Or visit us at JannieKing.com. Janie King, the king of clean.
Hey, all you Carolina fans, Nationwide agents are just like you. They support the Tar Heels, too. They are also proud to live in the Triangle, where they help families like yours with auto, home, business, farm, and life. Don't drop the ball. Get the professional coaching you need to win at life. Give Pete Seagroves in Chapel Hill a call at 919-942-8733 or Terry Nobles in Raleigh a call at 919-833-3803 and go Tar Heels. Nationwide is on your side.
Send fresh North Carolina baked goods to the ones you love, no matter where they are. Dewey's Bakery has been baking scrumptious Moravian cookie thins, sugar cake, cheese straws, and other treats in Winston-Salem since 1930. Visit Dewey's.com to order heartwarming Southern gifts shipped across the U.S., straight from Dewey's Ovens to your family and friends. Plus, get free shipping on orders of $49.99 and up. Visit Dewey's.com today.
Welcome back to the show. Wrapping things up with Coach Williams. Going to rejoin the Hall of Fame head coach of the Heels in just a moment. But need to remind you that the Roy Williams Show and Carolina Basketball on the Tar Heel Sports Network is brought to you in part by Harris Teeter, assisting you with groceries this basketball season. Harris Teeter is allowing one winner each week to receive free groceries for every assist through the Big Four Grocery Assist Sweepstakes. Visit harristeeter.com. Look for the Grocery Assist Sweepstakes section. Grocery Assist Sweepstakes section to enter. All right, Carolina taking on Marquette Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock, a late add to the schedule. Let's get Coach's thoughts on that game and the matchup with the Golden Eagles as we wrap things up here on the Roy Williams Show. Carolina back at home Wednesday night. Tar Heels will be hosting Marquette. And Coach, another late add to the schedule as they look to play as many games as possible. Up to 27, that's what you're allowed to play this year. And good to be able to add a quality opponent in Marquette.
Another team at in the top 100, maybe even lower than that. I don't know for sure because I just know they're a good basketball team. They were looking for another game as well. We're attractive to them because they beat us. It's a more than just one win.
Sure.
And at the same time, time, they're attractive to us because the same thing. They're a quality opponent, and we're trying to get better, trying to be playing our best basketball at the end of the year.
10-12 overall. I know a record they don't like that number in total, but some quality wins this year. They beat Wisconsin. They beat Creighton. So they a very capable team. And, of course, Steve Wojciechowski, the head coach.
And they beat Villanova, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some big-time wins for them. But Wojo, I remember watching him play in high school, loved his intensity. He gives that to his team. We've got to play well. We've got a couple of days of practice here, Monday and Tuesday, and hopefully be ready to play well on Wednesday night. And our guys know this is not a walkover. You've got to play. Mm-hmm. If you go out and think you're going to have it easy, Marquette's going to hit you right in the mouth. And, you know, we were talking about Tyler Hansbrough, and you just did a little deal with him. That was what was so comfortable when Tyler played is he came to play every single night. And his teammates went along with him out of fear of him, or I don't know what, but or he enthused them just as much. But that's the kind of attitude we've got to have Wednesday night.
Freshman big man Dawson Garcia leads the Golden Eagles in both points and rebounds. That game is at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night in at the Smith Center. It is televised on ESPN2. Radio-wise, we will have our coverage beginning at 6 o'clock that evening. Coach, great to see you as always. Appreciate your time and look forward to talking with you again this week.
Okay, Jones. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to The Roy Williams Show on the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Tonight's show is presented by Pinehurst. One smile, one round, one moment at a time. Tonight's show is also brought to you in part by Trusted Choice Independence Insurance Agents of North Carolina, who want you to stay safe behind the wheel. Let's have a hands-free NC. Ford is built to fit your lifestyle. Check out the great offers on the vehicles that'll help you win the day at buyfordnow.com. Contact your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. And by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.